With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Emily, please?
Yeah, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. This is Helen Parker. I'm calling from the PTA. I think we might have met at one of our meetings before, but I'm not entirely sure.
I'm not sure either, actually, but I'm sure it's possible.
Well, anyways, the reason I was calling was about the upcoming dad auction. Now, this is a fundraiser we do every year where our student dads all volunteer their time to do fun things like, you know, teach kids how to build a birdhouse or go bowling, stuff like that. And each dad signs up for an activity. And then the families, they bid on different experiences. And I don't know if you were around for the auction we did 2 years ago, but last year's got canceled because of COVID.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard anything about that.
Okay, well, it's back this year, but we still have to follow a lot of the social distancing guidelines. So this year, a lot of the dads are volunteering to do a service instead, like cut someone's grass or fix someone's fence, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, actually, the reason I was calling was to ask if you could please pass on a message to your husband, John. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to talk to him through a group chat, and we asked him if he had any ideas he might want to contribute. So, anyways, if you could tell him that we liked all of his ideas, but we ended up going with the massage thing. That was very popular. That's the one that we liked the best.
Okay, And what is this massage thing?
So he volunteered to give the highest bidder a professional massage at their house.
He volunteered to do what?
Oh, he said that he, you know, he wasn't really good with tools or anything. Instead, he's good with his hands, and he gives a great massage. So I talked it over with some of the other moms, and we decided that it would be, like, the best thing to bid on.
Sorry, back this up for me. Like, explain this to me again, please. So there's an auction.
Correct.
And people bid on things.
Yes.
And one of those things is my husband coming to someone's house to give them a massage?
Yes. And he actually really bragged about it. I mean, he said that you love it when he gives you massages, so...
Yes, I do love it because he's my husband.
Well, I mean... We're all sort of like sharing our husband's, sharing our husband's talents during the auction. You know, my husband, Dennis, he's an accountant, so he's volunteering to do somebody's taxes for them.
Yes, but he's not giving them a massage when he's done.
Well, no, but I mean, that's honestly probably a good thing because he sucks at doing that.
Okay, so is this whole thing like a setup so that I'll bid the most? Is that what this is about? Like, am I supposed to outbid everybody? Like, is this like a kind of a tongue-in-cheek type of thing?
Well, I mean, if that's your plan, you'll definitely have to bid pretty high. I mean, right now the top bid is $600.
Somebody bid $600 for my husband to give them a massage?
Well, the starting bid was only $50, but I mean, a few of the moms got into a real hot bidding war over it. So now it's up to $500. I mean, your husband's a real hot ticket this year.
Okay, and what if I'm not comfortable with any of this? What if I don't want my husband going to somebody's house and giving them a massage?
Well, I don't know if that matters because we asked John. I mean, he said that you actually are totally fine with this, sharing him.
He did, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he said that you thought it would be hilarious.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's hilarious, clearly.
Are you sure? Because he's the one who emailed us here at Z104 and told us to phone scam you today.
He did what?
Emily, this is a Z Morning Zoo. We were just phone scamming you. We're not sharing your husband. He's not giving anyone massages at their house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
He just asked us to do it.
Oh, he's so dead.